I cleaned out all the guests for today. I told the mayor, take a hike. County executive, get out of here, because I wanted to talk to Jane. Jane Matinere is here. Jane Matinere works on the Civic Media Radio Network. She does the 9 to 11 a.m. slot, Matinere on Air. And she's been at radio for now over, I hate to say this because you're not supposed to talk about women's ages, 40 years plus.
44 years.
See, I was being kind.
Well, that's okay. Round up. Round up. It sounds better. We'll make it an even 45.
And Jane is retiring.
I am.
Tomorrow's her last day in radio.
Wrapping it up. Yeah. It's kind of surreal. And you were just telling me you've been at this game 50 how many years?
54.
Yeah, you make me look like a slacker.
Yeah, but so I once asked somebody, for the first almost a year, I cleaned toilet bowls when I was 18 years old. I was the station janitor.
Nice.
And they said, that counts.
Oh, yeah. You were in radio. You were in the building. That absolutely counts.
I was cleaning toilet bowls and mopping floors, but I was in radio.
But hey, you obviously had a love for the medium even back then. Is that why you...
I started when I was 8 years old with a basement radio station. My mom and dad bought me the Caravelle, Remco Caravelle radio, and I started at 8 years old. I built my own radio station. Oh. But let's talk about something. Now, have you exclusively worked in Wisconsin your entire career?
I was in Minnesota when I first started. Okay. Right. I went to Brown School of Broadcasting in Minneapolis. And then when I graduated, I started at KNUJ in New Ulm, Minnesota, which was a small, very small polka station in a very agricultural area. And they brought me on to help one other guy start what was the Hot AC. That would have been the category of the music. So there were only two of us, and we launched this new station, KXLP, in New Ulm, Minnesota. And I did middays, and I can remember, like, at 2 o'clock coming out of Led Zeppelin and going, now let's do the closing market numbers. Pork bellies down 5. But it was a great place to start. And I was talking to a good friend and former colleague of mine, Tony Lorino, yesterday. There's nowhere, Don, for young broadcasters to go anymore to be terrible.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That is absolutely true.
The small little stations, that's something that Civic Media is bringing back, are these small local radio stations.
And we own a lot of them.
We do own a lot of them, which is so unique and rare in this industry. But for people to go get their feet wet and learn. That's how you learn.
And clean toilet bowls.
But you must have made mistakes when you were early on the air.
I one day said, here's the late, great Ray Charles. And somebody somebody said, Ray Charles isn't dead.
He's not dead yet. Whoops.
And during the Vietnam War, I couldn't pronounce the names of the cities. I was mispronouncing them all over the people calling. But that's not how you say it.
Yep. Yeah, but that's how you learn. Yeah, it's a learning ground. So I was lucky to have that. I think it's tough for kids who want to get into business now to find some place to start.
Now, you worked at a number of Milwaukee stations as well.
I did. I was at the Mix for almost 25 years.
At WMYX.
WMYX. And on in the morning, I started there on overnights. And then the general manager and the program director apparently caught me and thought, she's not terrible. We should move her. So they moved me to partner with the guy who was in the morning. I ended up having 9 different partners over the course of my 24 plus years at the Mix. And then I did 5 years at B93 in the morning. And then I went to TMJ. And I did 7 years there, part of the morning show, along with Gene Miller.
You make it sound like a prison sentence. I did 7 there.
I did. I put in my time, Don.
I went to Sing Sing for 20 years. Then I did Folsom for 3.
But
I did a stretch.
I was thinking about this as I was driving in. I kind of got to do a little bit of everything in radio because I started out on the music side. And then I went into news when I worked for TMJ. And I'm wrapping it up with on the opinion side. I also got to be a producer for a little bit in there. So I've done... I'm very fortunate. I'm very, very lucky.
Oh, we feel so bad. I do, too. I hate to see some great broadcaster like you saying, I'm tired. I'm going to go watch Dateline reruns at home from now on.
But, you know, the market has changed so much, and there is so much more emphasis now on online and videos And as that, making that part of a radio show. And just real quickly, one quick story. I was talking to the one of the younger guys here who had worked for a different radio station where they're very hip and cool. And I said, so what kind of videos do you, you know, did they do when you were there? And he said, well, we do videos where they play pranks on each other. I said, yeah, well, I can check that off. I'm not going to be doing pranks on Greg. That's not my style. The other one we do that gets a lot of hits is they just record a video when they wake up in the morning from bed. I said, I will never, ever, 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 ever do a video right when I wake up in the morning from bed. That's not my wheelhouse.
You know, I see these influencers online that have like 3 million viewers. 3 million people watching you talk about nothing?
It's crazy. It really is. And they have an enormous amount of weight.
I know.
And people put a great deal of trust into these influencers.
Yeah.
I would caution folks, just make sure that these people are worthy of your respect.
Well, that's good. I like that.
You know, just make sure they deserve it.
I like that. That's good. You see, beginning yesterday in Australia, nobody under the age of 16 is allowed to be on social media.
It's so detrimental. I was talking about another friend of mine about this. I am so glad to have grown up in a time frame when we didn't have that stuff. I was self-conscious enough as a young girl. I can't imagine how much worse it is now for young people. Boys, too. There's so much pressure. There's so much the bullying and the pressuring and the way to look and dress and be. It's not good for kids. You have enough peer pressure the way it is. You don't need that extra. And don't let your kids talk to ChatGPT. I want to sit down with ChatGPT and have a discussion.
Probably would be a good discussion.
Shake my finger. I think it's dangerous.
I want to tell you that not only are we going to miss you here at Civic Media and in this building at Radio Park where we are, we will also miss you in the business.
Thank you, Don.
But you're not dying or anything.
I am not dying. Yeah. And I told Pete Schwab this, and, you know, they're letting me keep my laptop and my microphone. And I have everybody's email addresses, so it's not like you guys are getting away from me.
Yeah.
Do you think you can hide?
You can run, but you cannot hide from Jane.
So hopefully I'll be popping up here and there. I will be here for Civic in any capacity I can.
We're looking for a janitor.
Hey, I took the garbage out when we had the place in Waukesha. I was office manager.
I thank you very much for coming in this morning here just talking to me. Because we did a concert together back in the 90s, I guess, John Tesh at Pottawatomie.
Yes.
That's when you were working for The Mix, was it?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, most, yep.
Well, you'll be missed.
Thank you so much, John, and congratulations to you. Keep on plugging away. You're awesome.
Well, thank you, Jane. Jane Matinair from Matinair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tomorrow's her last day.
Join us. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, you can listen on WAUK AM 540, or what's the FM frequency?
I believe 101.3.
Yeah, something like that. And yeah, another FM frequency. I can't keep track of all these translators.
We got lots of stations, lots of ways to listen.
But AM 540 covers most of the state.
It does. We got a big signal.
You know what the old call letters of that station were?
No idea.
It was when I first came to Wisconsin in 1980, it was WYLO. You know what it stood for? Way Low on the Dial. Come join us here at 5:40 a.m. Way Low on the Dial.
Oh, that's so radio dumb.
I know. I love it. I think Civic Media should go back to WYLO. Way Low.
So old time radio.
Well, it's good talking to you, Jane.
You as well. Thank you
so much.
Continue
every morning here. She comes in at 7 o'clock with a smile on her face and a brekkie.
And my brekkie. Go have the sausage croissant at the dish. I love that place. Say hi to Carol.
I pass it all the time.
Carol is fabulous.
All right.